you can sort of, you can reflect back on that and you know, to what happened at that time, and you know, and I suppose a lot of what we're doing now, you know, Raymond Monroe was our manager at the time, and you can nearly learn a lot from it in many respects, Paddy, because you know, he was nearly that diligent, and you know, he had every base covered, and you know, a lot of that stuff I can actually recall, because he was an incredible manager, and you know, you can learn from that and reflect on some of the things maybe we did wrong and some of the things we did right. And you know, even going down the night before to Dublin and stuff like that, there, we're not doing it this time, we're going down in the morning, we're maintaining our same schedule. And I think that's good for lads, because you take them out of schedule, you take them to a different environment. We were just going to keep it the same way, not a game, not a piece of green grass, and we'll deal with it on the Sunday, really, I suppose, and anywhere else.
This is, I suppose, a difficult build-up for you, obviously preparing for intermediate football as well. But the team now, while other teams are just sort of warming up for the season, use their full championship mode. Difficult?
It is very difficult, and the timing of the competition is difficult when you go into 2017 with a competition which, you know, in Trome we finished in 2016. But at the same time, you know, our lads are at the level of fitness now. We can afford to give them a couple of weeks off from Sunday onwards and pick up the pieces again before the league kicks off. You know, the lads, we've been very fortunate with injuries all year. Nobody's picked up an injury, touch wood, and we're good to go for the league this year too. And the experience of last year and the standard of football that we've been playing this last while, well, you know, it'll lead them a good stead in terms of going into, and it's very important, and I said to you before, about retention. You know, it's not about sort of achieving in junior and bouncing back down again to junior. It's about actually retaining yourself in intermediate football this year.
Glenbey, Glencar from Kerry, Kerry opposition again. 7 years, Kerry teams have won this competition. They're well versed in it, they're experienced, and they've one or two very experienced players. So prepare for them.
Yeah, we looked at DVDs and we sort of have a fair notion of where their strengths are and where their weaknesses are. You know, and I suppose they haven't achieved, as a club, they haven't achieved a whole lot over the last number of years. So, and this club has achieved a fair bit in Trone. And Trone junior football is junior football in the truest sense. Junior football in Kerry is not necessarily junior football the way we played. So they're probably playing at a different level. But at the same time, we'll embrace the competition. We'll bring an element of Trone football to Croke Park on Sunday. And it'll be a tough competition for them as well as ourselves.
It's a great occasion for a club to get out at Croke Park. When you played, obviously, it was in Portlaoise that day. It wasn't the same. But now it's a real incentive, and a lot of the players here have that experience of playing in Croke Park as well, obviously against Canavy a few years ago.
Yeah, and that's experience of standing in good stead. And even on Sunday past there, we went down to Croke Park just to sort of demystify the notion of what it's like, and just to get a walk around the stadium and see the size of it. And you watch it on TV and it looks bigger than what it is. The grass looks bigger than what it is. And it was more or less just to get the boys across the line in respect of, this is just another field. It's in a bigger arena. But as I said to the boys on Sunday, we've played in Breffni Park, we've played in Athletic Grounds, we've played in Clonus, we've played in Newry. You know, they're all big venues. You know, the competition has afforded us a great opportunity to play in excellent venues. You know, Croke Park is, you know, it's every lad's dream. And if you take it, like, we have lads from 18 straight through to Kieran, probably 37, 38 years of age. But, like, you know, to afford lads like that an opportunity to play with their club jersey on them, unbelievable experience. And, you know, when you look back at over the years, the photographs we were looking at that night, Conor McCreech was sitting in the stands the last time they were down playing in the final. Aidan McGarty was in the stands, Mark McAleer, and, you know, Niall McWilliams, who was there just talking to you a couple of minutes ago. Them lads were all sitting in the stands as 16-year-olds, and now they're actually taking the field for the Rock in an All-Ireland final.
You're looking forward to the occasion, but you can't get caught up on the occasion, obviously.
No, and I suppose in many senses we haven't. We've tried to keep a lid on it all week, and it's been a calm approach to it. We're not doing anything different. The lads are, you know, yes, there'll be an element of excitement, but they're mature lads, and we'll do the same thing. We'll train Tuesday, Thursday. We'll have our meeting on Saturday night, and we'll look at the team selection. We'll have a bit of a chat, and we'll just go down Sunday morning as usual when we're not changing anything. I think if you build it up to be something, it sort of can slip away from you, because 60 minutes can move very fast past you. We've done that all year with the championship matches. It's been a slow build-up, and, you know, sort of ease yourselves into the competition, and that's worked for us, Paddy, so we sort of keep that going.
And no injury problems is a key thing going into this, isn't it?
Very much so. Like, you know, Stephen Mullen went off against the Dunedin and Connolly's team and was twisted ankle, like, and he's been training flat out in Dublin this last week or two, like, so, and Cahal didn't play, we didn't play him, but we thought, right, there's no point in playing him, getting him hurt. Them lads are all good to go now. So that leaves you with a very strong starting team. But the counter side of that also leaves a very strong bench. You know, we've got, you know, a lot of men who actually can come in and make changes. And, you know, and I've said to the lads in the past, probably when their last time they were in an All-Ireland final, maybe that wasn't the case. Maybe they didn't have. And when they got injuries, maybe they just couldn't create, you know, the changes were necessary. But this time we can do that.
Now, joining Nugent on the sideline will, of course, be Eunan McGinn. The former Dungannon Clarks man needs no introduction to championship football. However, his involvement with this group of players is something different. As a school principal just down the road at Rock Primary School, 24 of the squad have come under his tutelage. Indeed, those players, the bulk of the players involved this weekend, all got their first taste of football on this very field during school with Master McGinn.
Most Fridays, we down tools on a Friday evening, and we're up here at 1:30 to 2:30 on a Friday evening. And these lads here, there must be at least 24, 25 of them have been through that system. We'll work hard during the week, and then we'll come up here to play football on a Friday evening. And, you know, it's great to see them here. It's great. These lads have played in Park Astley, they've played in Athletic Grounds, they've played in Brathney Park this year. Now they're going out to play in Croke Park. Like, what a dream for these clubs. So it's great, and they're great lads.
And the fact is that they're at home here, because this is where they started. How important is that to them, the fact that they're representing their club in an All-Ireland final?
Well, look, this is a great community. The families love the fact that the school backs the football club, and the football club back the school. You know, we're a great community, and the lads just love it. And the parents and grandparents and brothers and sisters, the whole works will be out on Sunday, and it'll be a great community occasion.
Now, Tommy Bloomer and Kieran Gurley perhaps just missed out on the tutelage of Master McGinn. They're two of the most experienced players that will be in show at Croke Park this coming weekend. Bloomer, however, was among a number of players who just 12 months ago were considering their futures as footballers. A tough battle in Division 2 saw relegation, and the future wasn't all bright.
Aye, after the relegation, you know, definitely older players was thinking, you know, maybe it's time to jack it in and move on. But we wintered well. We had a team meeting. It was positive. We got together and says, look, let's keep it going. So we kept going, and glad we did. Previous campaigns, you know, as I say, experienced players, even the younger players, they're knowing now that they were there so close before that you can see it, like 5-10 minutes to go and many is the game. You know, a lot of players have stepped out of the comfort zone to get us over the line. You know, that's come from the experience in the last game. So we're close, but we want to finish it.
And it's clear to Bloomer what it really means to a club like Rock to progress to an All-Ireland club final.
It's all we have is football, and it's a massive achievement. You know, people say it's junior level, but we don't look at the junior end of it. It's an All-Ireland. We're in it. We're a small club, and it's unbelievable. And it's a great experience to be involved in it. Brilliant.